Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Breeding moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling bunts towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Breeding moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Kravitz and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Woodling moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodling moves to third. Gentile moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lump. Woodling scores. Gentile scores. Brandt moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Throneberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Triandos moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Albie Pearson now playing center field. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to third for the out. Hamlin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fisher now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Herzog throws the ball into Kravitz who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. with 2 walks. Woodling is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kravitz takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. 1 out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 4 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tuttle scores.